السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has brought us on the brink, on the edge of the month of Ramadan. An extremely blessed month. To reach the month is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every so often, every few days now, we always hear so-and-so has passed away. So there were people who the month of Rajab began and they were still alive. And they probably thought we will reach the month of Ramadan. But the death was predestined in Rajab. There were people who finished the month of Rajab and reached Sha'ban. And they must have definitely thought that this year we will see the month of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them away before the month of Ramadan. In the last few days, one or two announcements have been made. So and so has passed away. No, you don't need to go far in battle Dewsbury. So it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach the month of Ramadan. But then if the month of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person the tawfiq to reach the month of Ramadan. And then he doesn't value the month of Ramadan, that is even worse. One is that person who has not been given an opportunity. And the other is that person who has been given an opportunity, but he doesn't value it. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, it is a very famous hadith, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in the masjid. He climbed one step of the minbar, he said Ameen. He climbed the second step of the minbar, he said Ameen. He climbed the third step of the minbar, he said Ameen. Lengthy hadith. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum then asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after when they had the opportunity, that we saw you doing something very strange. Something that we didn't understand. We've never seen you do it before. You are climbing the minbar. No sound of anyone making any dua or anything, and you are saying Ameen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when I climbed each step of the minbar, of the three steps, Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me and he made a dua. He made a dua. So in response to that dua, I was saying Ameen. And in some narrations it is mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and before making the dua, he informed me that I am going to make a dua and you say Ameen. And Jibreel alayhi salam does not say anything of his own accord. Whatever he says is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was a command to Jibreel alayhi salam to make the dua, and it was a command via Jibreel alayhi salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say Ameen to the dua. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there were three duas. Jibreel alayhi salam said them, and I said Ameen. And out of the three of them, one dua was that destruction be to the person who gains the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the opportunity, but he doesn't value it. He's not forgiven as a result. Some ulama have said that the month of Ramadan is like a torrent of rainfall. In a torrent of rainfall, a person, all he needs to do is he needs to step outside and he will get wet. He needs to step outside and he will get wet. The water will touch him. So the month of Ramadan, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raining down. If a person cannot get touched by the drops of that mercy and that forgiveness, then it must be some error of his. So we are on the brink of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each of us the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq to value it as well. And we have said this time and time again. The summary of value in the month of Ramadan is that number one, make sure you don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, make sure you don't waste any time. If a person does this, then however much tilawah he has done in the month of Ramadan, he is successful. However many tasbihat he has done, he is successful. Because if he has avoided wasting time on disobedience of Allah, then all the available time he is spending it in good. Some will be for worldly tasks, whatever necessities. Other will be for deeni tasks. So he will have valued the month of Ramadan. So before we go ahead, let us make this a purpose. That this month of Ramadan, number one, I want to make sure that I don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even a single disobedience of Allah. Even something that seems minor to me, that seems trivial to me. And for that, my brother, the first thing we will need to do before the month of Ramadan is look through our life. Because there are some forms of the disobedience of Allah which we realize are in our lives. There are some forms of the disobedience of Allah which we realize in our lives. And there are some forms of the disobedience of Allah which are in our lives, but we don't realize. And the reason we don't realize, sometimes shaitan puts a barrier. Sometimes when we first did it, we realized. When we first did it, we realized. And then afterwards, the realization was lost as we continued to do it. So the first thing a person would have to do to value the month of Ramadan is to stay away from sin. And to do that, he will have to check his life. That where am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look through every part of his life. What about my family life? What about my day at work? What about my appearance? Every single portion, minute detail. Is there any way I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there anything in my life that could be the means of me being deprived of the mercy of Allah in the months of Ramadan? My teacher and Shaykh Hazan Mawlana Salim Durat Sahib Hafidhahullah, he mentions that yes, most definitely the month of Ramadan is blessed. Most definitely the days of Hajj are blessed. Most definitely Laylatul Qadr is blessed. But the most blessed moment for a person, for an individual, the most blessed moment for me, the most blessed moment for you, is when you and I, we feel remorseful for some disobedience of Allah, and we repent and we decide that I am not going to do it again. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance, tawbah, means ruju. Literally, the word tawbah, repentance, means to return. So when a person repents, He has gone far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he repents, he becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So the most blessed moment, he can be in the worst place. He can be in a pub somewhere. But at that time, if he feels remorse and he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever wrong is in his life, that moment is extremely blessed for him. And a person can pass by the month of Ramadan. A person can read the last 10 days. He can be sitting in Aitika. He can be in Laylatul Qadr. But at that time, if he doesn't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever wrong is in his life, that moment is not blessed for him. Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring down. But by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is running away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to value the month of Ramadan, this is the first and foremost thing we need to do. Make sure we stay away from the disobedience of Allah. For that, we will first need to repent from anything that is wrong in our life. And secondly, make sure that to the best of our ability, we don't waste a single moment. And I don't wish to go into the detail of how a person values his time. But in simple terms, we need to make a timetable that is realistic. Not as and when I feel like reading the Quran, I will read it. When I feel like doing tasbih, I will read it. When I feel like going to the masjid, I will do. No, make a timetable. How much sleep do I need? These are iftar times, these are salah times. How much time can I spend in the masjid? Where can I read the Quran? Where can I busy myself in tasbih? What are my other necessities? Make a timetable. And then follow it strictly. And like this, a person will be able to value the moments of the month of Ramadan. But today, my initial intention was to discuss the two main ibadat and worships of the month of Ramadan, which are fasting and Taraweeh Salah. Fasting and the Tarawih Salah. These are the two main, the special acts of worship of the month of Ramadan. That is why in a lengthy hadith it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is boasting to the angels on the day of Eid, the day of Eid is a day of happiness because a person has fulfilled something for, done something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding His pious servants, He boasts to the angels. And when boasting to the angels, He says to the angels that my servants have fulfilled the duty of remaining hungry, fasting in the day, and standing in front of me by night. So these are the two special worships of the month of Ramadan. So in particular, let us make sure that these two, fasting and the Tarawih Salah, they are carried out as best as possible. When it comes to fasting, so we all know the fiqhi ruling of fasting, that a person must stay away from eating, drinking, fulfilling his carnal desires. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ وَلَا عَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِي سِيَامِهِ حَاجَرٌ. A person who doesn't stay away from lying, who doesn't stay away from acting upon lying or falsehood, of basically doing anything wrong, he doesn't stay away from wrong and sin in his fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of his fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for his fast. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care for his fast. His fast loses value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, like we said, that the month of Ramadan, we need to stay away from the disobedience of Allah in general. But especially during the fast, this a person should pay even more attention to this. So, let us fast to the best of our ability, with quality. Secondly, let us make sure that we perform the Tarawih Salah in the correct manner. The first thing is that the Tarawih Salah is Sunnah Muakkada. Sunnah Muakkada means that a person cannot leave it without a valid excuse. A person is ill, he's unwell, he's gone on a travel. These are valid excuses. If a person feels I have an excuse, then he should ask an alim, ask a mufti. He should not decide by himself, because it is possible he thinks it is an excuse, but it is not an excuse in the eyes of Allah, then he will be questioned on the day of judgment. So, Tarawih Sunnah Muakkada, this is the first thing. The second thing, 20 rakats is Sunnah Muakkada. From the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, until very recently, there was no other opinion. For the vast majority of the 1400 year history of Islam, there was no other opinion. It is only very recently another opinion formed that 8 rakats. And unfortunately, because we are always looking for ways to follow our nafs and our desires, so it seems very easy to us. But my brothers, let's not risk it. The month of Ramadan is a month in which we hope to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope that when we go in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our Ramadan, and because of that He showers us with mercy. He allows us entry into Jannah. But what a shame it would be that we go in the hereafter and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is busy questioning us for our Ramadan. And not only questioning us for one of the most important aspects of the month of Ramadan, the Tarawih Salah. Why? Just because we wanted to follow our nafs. We heard this is an opinion, so we thought it sounds much easier. But this is the second point regarding the month of Ramadan. The third point is that the ulama have also said that it is also sunnah to complete the recitation of the Quran where possible, where there are huffaz available, at least once in the Tarawih Salah. At least once. Now, the huffaz who are standing on the musalla, they will complete the recitation of the Quran. Our recitation of the Quran will be complete if we make sure that every single word that the Hafiz recites, we are in Salah when he is reciting it. If the Hafiz has finished Surah Fatiha, Walad Dalin Amin, he has started Alif Lam Mim, and we have not joined the Salah yet, then however much we miss, that will be a deficiency in the completion of our Quran. Our Quran will not be complete. So let us make sure we perform the Tarawih Salah, we perform 20 rakat, and we perform it in such a manner that we gain the opportunity to listen to the entire Quran in the Tarawih Salah. And I understand, we are human. Especially the majority of us, we don't understand what is being recited. So sometimes it feels difficult. When it feels difficult, then exactly at that moment, a person should understand that this is when he is gaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Because the more difficulty a person undergoes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more reward he gains. So a person who finds Tarawih Salah very easy, he is fit, healthy, maybe he is an alim, he understands the Quran, he may not gain as much rewards as that person who finds it difficult to stand. Maybe he's not as fit. And he doesn't understand the Quran, so it is more mujahada. He is gaining more reward. So let us understand this. Let us value the month of Ramadan, in particular the fasting and the Tarawih Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وتسلمه منا متقبلا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم استفادوا اسف المعلم straighten the rows Please make sure your heel is at your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Your heels should be at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. If there are any gaps in front of you, please fill them in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إن إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.